Today's Amud is Tainis Chavdalad Amud Beis. We're holding on Chavdalad Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Rabbo Gazer Tanisa. So says the Gemara, that Rabbo Gazer Tanisa. Rabbo was one time Gazer Tainis because there was a drought, and Boi Rachame Voi Asa Mitra, he davened in the Maisa, he wasn't answered, it didn't rain. So Amrule, so the people in the Kehilo, they said to Rabbo, V'harav Yehuda, Ki ava gazer tanisa, asa mitra. What's wrong with you? We know Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Doris, Rabbi Yehuda, when he was gazer tainis, so when he was gazer tainis for rain, right away it rained. So how come when you're gazer tainis, you don't have the same result? So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi says back to them, Maya Avid, what am I supposed to do? What was Rabbi Yehuda really, was his dar, was he greater than us? Imishim tenuye anana difnan minayu. If it's because of learning, that was Rabbi Yehuda's chos, so we have an advantage over Rav Yehuda. The Bishneid Rav Yehuda kol tenuye v'nezikin hava. In the years of Rav Yehuda, all they learned was Seder Nezikin. V'anan kamasninan b'shisan sidrin. Yet we learn all Shisa Sidre Mishnah. We learn all six Sidarim. V'chi hava mati Rav Yehuda b'uksin. And when Rav Yehuda learned the Mishnah in Uksin, that says, ha'isha shekeveshes yarek v'kedera, that discusses a woman who's pickling vegetables, v'amri la zesim shekavshan b'tarfeyan to Iran, or some say it was this a different Mishnah in Uksin. It was a Mishnah that talks about pickling the leaves of the different leaves that they're tar. So Amri, so Amar Havayas Debaya the Rav Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. So Rav Yehuda commented that, wow, this is a Shvera Mishnah. It's so difficult. I see over here the questions of Rav and Shmuel, meaning it's a Shvera Mishnah. I don't understand it. Yet Va'anan Kamasninan Ba'uksin Tleisar Mesifta. Yet we have 13 different yeshivas learning Uksin, meaning we have 13 different Mahalchim in the Mishnah. So and we explain the Mishnah not like Rav Yehuda, where we have one up, we have an advantage over him, and yet still. When Rav Yehuda would just take off one shoe, Asa Mitra, right away it would start to rain, like we'll see soon. Now he took off one shoe, and right away it started to rain. And yet we were screaming out the whole day for it to rain, and we're still not being answered. So, and if it's because of something that I did, maybe I did something that's improper, okay, let me know. What was it? If there's someone that saw me, or maybe someone in the dar that did something, so please say it. So Elamai, it's not because of me, it's not because of the Tamid HaChachamim in the generation. You know what it is? It's not the Gedolei Adar's problem over here. It must be it's the problem of the Hamayinam. It must be that our generation is just not worthy. And that's why Rav Yehuda, his generation was worthy. That's why he took off one shoe and bam, right away it started to rain. And yet by us, we're screaming and crying the whole day and it's still not raining. Now says the Gemara, what's the story with Rav Yehuda? Says the Gemara that Rav Yehuda chaza hanu beitrei davuka partzi berifta. Rav Yehuda, he saw two people that they were treating bread inappropriately. They were throwing around the bread. They weren't respecting the bread. So Amar, so Rav Yehuda commented, and he said, perhaps to himself, but shma mina ikasava ba'alma. It must be they have an overload of food. It must be they have so much food. And so Yahiv Eine, he casted a bad eye towards the matziv, and have a Afna, there it became a famine. There was a famine in the town. So Amrulei Rabbanan Rav Kahana Braid Rav Nechunya. So Rav Nechunya Shammai. So the Rabbanan said to Rav Kahana, who was the son of Rabbi Chanunya, and he was the Shammai. He was the Shamish of Rav Yehuda. He said to this Shamish, Mar Deshchiach Kamei. Since you're always by Rav Yehuda, you're the Shamish. So Niasiye the Lepuk Bepischa the Samach Lashuka. Make it happen. Convince, make it happen that Rav Yehuda goes to the Pesach that's right next to the Shuk, so he should see the matzav, he should see that there's really a famine in the town. You make it happen, get him somehow to go there. So Lamaisa Asya and Venafak Lashukov. He made it happen, tricked him, whatever it is, he did something, he made it that Rav Yehuda went out to the Shuk, and Chaza Knufya, and he saw a big commotion, he saw a big gathering. So Amar Luhu, so Rav Yehuda said to the people around him, my hi, what's going on? What's the whole commotion for? So Amrulei, they explained to him, Akusba de Tamri, Kaimi, de Kamiz Davin. They're all standing around because someone's selling a cup full of dates, and it's causing a big commotion. They're fighting over over a cup of dates, and that's what's going on. So Amar Sar Yehuda, when he saw this, he said, Shma Mino Kafna Ba'alma. It must be that there's a famine in the world, in this place. And so Amar Leila Shameh, he said to his Shamish, Shalaif Li Misane. So please take off one of my shoes. Take off my shoes. So Shalaf Li Chad Misana. So first he went to take off one shoe. He took off one shoe, but also Mitzram, right away it started to rain as soon as he took off one shoe. Kimata L'mitzlaf Achrina, when he went to take off the second shoe, the Shamish was about to take off Rav Yehuda's second shoe. So Asa Eliyo, Eliyo Navi came to Rav Yehuda, V'amar Lein, he said, that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Yishalfa Sachrina Machrivna La'alma, that if you take off the other shoe, you're going to destroy the entire world, you're going to flood the world, there's going to be so much Shefa, so much rain, and the whole world is going to flood, so don't take off the other shoe. Al-Kopanim, that was the story where Rav Yehuda, he took off one shoe, and right away he was able to make it rain. Now, Amar of Mari, Bura de Bashmuel, says the Gemara story, that says Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, that Ana have a keimna aguda denar papa, I was one time standing by the riverbank of the river called Nahar Papa, and Chazoi l'malachei de'idmu l'malachei, and I saw that there was these malachim that they were pretending to be sailors. These angels were pretending to be sailors. The kamaisi chala, and they were taking sand. Umalunu l'arbe, they were filling up a boat. V'hava kimchod smida. The smida, and it was turning into, when they put the sand into the boat, it was turning into freshly sifted flour, a finely sifted flour. So asukuli alma lemizban. So everybody was going to go buy some of this flour, and Amar Luhu, so Rav Mari says, and I said to them, that neha like tizbinun, that no, from there you can't buy this flour from this boat. The ma'isa nisamu, because an ace, you're not supposed to be nana, you're not supposed to benefit from an ace, and this wheat, this flour, is coming from an ace. It really started off as sand, and he explained to them that this is not the flour you're supposed to be buying. And lema'isa discussed that they listen, so lemachar, the next day, the following day, asian arbe dechite de parzina. There was a boat from Parzina that brought a whole boats full of wheat. So you see, they didn't end up losing out. But you see also this idea that you're not supposed to benefit from an ace, which I believe we mentioned on yesterday's Amud. Now says the Gemara that Rava Iklu Lehagrunya, Rava one time visited the city of Agrunya, and Gazar Tanisa, there was a famine, there was a drought, so he was Gazar Tanisa that it should rain. However, Vloy Asa Mitra, Lemaisa, he wasn't answered and it didn't rain. So Amar Lehu, so he told the people in the Kehila, he told the community that Bisu Kuli Alma Betani Saichu, that wait, let's sleep into our fast, let's continue the fast through the night. And let's continue the fast. Don't eat tonight. Lamacha the following morning. So Amar Lahuz, he said to the people in Shul, Miika dechaza chilma lema. If there's anybody that had a dream about the matziv, so please let us know. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Lazar Magrunya. So Rabbi Lazar from Magrunya, he said to the people in the Shul, or specifically to Rava, he said, Ladidi Akrin Bechalme. To me, they read to me a certain words in my dream, and the words were shalom tov, which means good greeting, l'rav tov, to the good rav, referring to Rava, meribayin tov, from the good master, referring to Hashem. So Hashem is sending you a shalom aleichem, demituve meitiv la'ame, that he's gonna be meitiv from his goodness. So amar shma mino yisratzaini. So Rava figured, oh, it must be that this is a good time to daven. It's an ace ratzain. Mi bayi rachamei, and we're supposed to be davening. So bayi rachamei, so we daven. Vaasei mitra and taka, he was answered, and then it started to rain. And then says the Gemara now another story. Ahu gavra di chayiv nagda bebeidina de Rava. There was one time a person that he was chayiv malkos in the bezdin of Rava, and the reason why he was chayiv malkos was mishum de baal kusas, because he was baal a gaya, and therefore he was chayiv malkos. So nagde Rava umis. Rava gave him malkos, and the result was that the person ended up dying from the malkos. So ishtama milsa beishibar malka. So the king of Paras of Persia, he found out the Beishibar Malka, he found out about this, that someone was killed for being Baal Agaya, and Baal Litzaure L'Rava, and he wanted to hurt Rava. So Amra Leib, So Amar Le Ifra Hormiz Ime de Shibur Malka Libra. So Ifra Hormiz, who was the mother of Shibur Malka, she said to her son that lightly heavy lach Isaac Dvarim Bahadi Yehudai. You know, you shouldn't get involved with these Yidden. You shouldn't go and hurt Rava. You shouldn't get involved with them and try to hurt them. The Komanda Bayon Mimarayu, because whatever they ask for from their master, from Hashem, Yahivlu, he gives to them, and therefore your mess, don't mess with them. So Amar La. So the Shibur Malka, he says to his mother, Mahi, what exactly are you referring to? Where do you see that they get whatever it is that they ask for? So she said back to him, because Bon Rachame Vase Mitra, I see all the time they daven for it to rain, and then right away it starts to rain. So Amar La, so the Shibur Malka says to his mother, he says, Shkayach, Ahu Mishum de Zimna de Mitrahu. Yeah, Shkayach, they daven for rain during the winter, and then it starts to rain. What? That's not a surprise. That's understandable. That they pretend, they make it seem as if they're doing all that they're being answered from their master. Really, it was just anyways time for it to rain. Ella livu rachmeya inna. Let's see them daven for rain today, b'tekufas tamuz, when it's in the middle of this summer. V'leisei mitra, and let's see it rain now in the middle of the summer. Okay, so shalchalei l'rava. So this Ifra Hormiz, she sent a message to Rava that Kavin Daita Chubai Rachme, that you should have Kavana and Davin for rain, and Davin delay say Mitra that it should rain. So Lamaisa Bai Rachme Veloyasa Mitra Lamaisa Rava Davin, and it didn't rain. So Amar Lefanav, then Rava turned to Hashem and he said to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, and he quoted the pasuk, Elokim Bazneinu Shamanu Aveisenu Sipru Lanu Payal Paalta Bimeo Bimei Kedem, that we know, we heard from our fathers, we heard all the stories about all the nisim used to perform. So that's the end of the pasuk. And then Rava davened to Hashem, and Rava said, Va'anu Beinenu Leirinu, but we never saw it with our eyes. We want to see the nisim. And Taka then Asamitra, it started to rain. Ad the Shapuch Marzve the Tzipayri the Diglas, until the water was pouring out from the gutters of Tzipayri and into the Diglas River. It was mamish, it was raining a lot. So Asa Avua and Eschazile Bechalme, Lamaisa Rava's father came to him in a dream. Va'amar Lei, and he said to his son, he said to Rava, Mi'ika de Mitrach Kapishmaya Kulihai, why were you Kaviyachu Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this? Why did you get involved? So Amar Lei, So Amar Land, and his father continued and said to him that Shani Duchtach, that you should make sure to switch, to change where you sleep tonight. Don't sleep in your regular bed. So Shani Duchte, so Rava listened to his father, he changed where he slept that night, and Lamachar, the following day, so he wanted to see what happened, by his original bed, and Ashkeche de Mir Shampurie Bisakine, and Rashi explains that he saw that his whole bed was chopped up, he saw that there were Shadim that came to kill him, because he was Matriach Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his whole bed was full of knives, and therefore he saw it was a good thing that he switched where he was sleeping. Now says the Gemara, another story, that Rav Papa Gazer Tanisa, V'loy Asa Mitra. Rav Papa was one time Gazer Atinus, and Lamaisa did not rain. So Chalash Libe, so till now we had Chalash Libe meant that like he felt bad. It could be he meant also physically, but emotionally. Here we mean physically, that he felt very weak. Chalash Libe, Rav Papa, he started to feel very weak from the Tinus. So he figured, you know, for him to daven better, so he needs to eat a little bit more. So Saraf Pinka de Daisa, so he ate a bowl of cereal, he ate a plate full of daiso, perhaps like, you know, the modern day cereal, he ate a bowl of cereal, and then he started to daven, and he had still v'layah samitra. He thought that would give him the kayach that he needed to daven. But no, still, even after he ate, it still wasn't raining. So Amar Le Rav Nachman Baruch Pazdi said to Rav Papa, Isarif Mar Pinka Achriti the Daisa Asay Mitra. Maybe if you eat another bowl of cereal, you'll get it to rain. So he kasev v'cholish daite. So now Rav Papa was emotionally, he was insulted by this, he felt bad, and now he had the zchus of the Tvila La'ani and then Asay Mitra, and then it started to rain. So now the way the Yaivitz explains the Gemara is that Rav Nachman was actually making fun of him. He was telling him, like, oh yeah, you know, you're supposed to fast and daven. Here, you go ahead, you eat a bowl of cereal, maybe try eating another bowl of cereal. He was being sarcastic. Maybe try eating another bowl of cereal, then you'll make it rain. So that's the way the Yaivitz explains. However, the Ben Ish Chai and the Ben Yo over here, he explains that no, a father of Nachman would never do such a thing. Rav Nachman Baruch Pazdi was not doing that. He wasn't coming to make fun of Rav Papa. He was actually coming to sincerely help him. He was saying that maybe you're still weak. Maybe you need another bowl of cereal. Lamaisa, Rav Papa didn't understand it like that. Rav Papa understood that he was being sarcastic and making fun of him. He was cholish daite v'asa mitra. The Eibetz explains that he was trying to make him feel bad so that he would feel the bezyonis and then he would have this power of a tefillalani. But the Ben Yishai says, afal pikein, that's not a mahalich to make fun of someone so that he should have this chus of a tefillalani. You know, you'll make fun of people just so that they should have this kayach. And therefore he explains that no, Rav Nachman was actually trying to help him. It just Rav Papa took it as sarcasm and therefore got insulted. Either which way, in the end, he was cholish daite, he died with the tzchus of the tefillah la'ani and va'asa mitra, and then it started to rain. Now, finally, we'll do, I believe, just one more story. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Daiso, have a ka'azo ba'orcha. This is a relatively famous story. That Rabbi Chanina ben Daiso, he was one time traveling on the road in Asa Mitra, and it started to rain while he was walking. He was going somewhere, and it started to rain, and it was bothersome. It was raining while he was walking. So Amar Lefanav, he starts davening to Hashem, and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, kol olam kulay benachas, the whole world is enjoying right now. They have their fields are getting ordered, everything's geschmack. The Chanina bitzar, but me, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, Chanina, I'm bitzar, I'm trying to get somewhere, I'm walking somewhere, and here I have rain coming on me as I'm walking, it's not very comfortable. So that was his tefillah, and Lamaisa pasak mitra, it stopped to rain. So the Marsha explains that, you know, it sounds very cruel of Rabbi Chanina to do such a thing. You know, just because he's bitzar, so now everyone else should suffer. So the Marsha explains that it wasn't really the raining season yet. No one else really needed the rain at this point. Yeah, it was beneficial, but they didn't really need it, and therefore it was okay for Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa to daven for the rain to stop. And Lamaisa, his tefillah was answered, and the rain stopped. Kimato lebeisei, when he got to his house, so Amar lefanav, he turns to Hashem and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, kol olam kulo bitzar, v'chanina benachas. Now it's the opposite. The whole world is bitzar. Their fields need to get watered, and I'm benachas. I'm fine. You know, I don't have fields anyways. Rashi explains. So therefore I'm fine, but what about everyone else? And with that tefillah, asa mitra, it started to rain. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef commented on this story, and he said, you see the power of the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. And he says, Mayahaniole Tzelusa de Kayin Gadol Legabe Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. You see, there's no benefit of the Kayin Gadol's tefillah Lefnaiv Lefnim on Yom Kippur over the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa's tefillah is even stronger than the Kayin Gadol's. Where do you see that? It's not because we learned in the Mishnah, and we'll just speak it out outside, that one of the things that the Kohen Gadol davened for when he went lefnai v'lefnim is he davened that it should rain, and that if someone else walks on the road and davens that it should stop raining, that Hashem shouldn't listen to that tefillah. And here you have it, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, he was traveling, he davened for it to stop raining, and Rabbi Chanina was answered. So you see, his tefillah was stronger than the Kohen Gadol's. So now, where do you see that the Kohen Gadol davened that Hashem shouldn't answer such a tefillah? Now, we learned in the Mishnah, in Mesachas Yuma, says how you mispalu tefillah kitzara bebayis that the Kohen Gadol would daven a tefillah katzara in the Bayis Achitzayin, which the Pashas means in the Heichal. That's the way Rashi and Yuma on in Beis and Beis learns, is that the Bayis Achitzayin refers to the Heichal. I believe in the Shir then on Beis and Beis we brought other Rishayim that seem to learn that no, that the tefillah was actually said in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Fine. Anyways, so the Kohen Gadol, after either Lefnai v'lefnim, or right after going Lefnai v'lefnim, he said a tefillah kitzara. And the Gemara says, my matzle, what exactly was this tefillah? So Ravim Barad of Ravim Barad of Dami Darvayu, they both explained, Mishmeid Rav Yehuda, at the name of Rav Yehuda, that the Kohen Gadol's tefillah was as follows. He said, Yehiratzai Melfanecha, it should be your will, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, Shetei Hashana Azu Geshuma Ushchuna, that this year should be rainy and dry. So ask the Gemara, before we continue with the Kohen Gadol's tefillah, that Shchuna Mal Yasehi, is it a good thing for the year to be dry? Why would you daven that the year should be dry? Adarabba Griusahi, that seems like it's a negative thing. So Ella, the Gemara explains that Im Shchuna Tehe Geshuma Utlula, that what the Kohen Gadol daven for was that even if it was originally decreed that this should be a dry year, Hashem, you should change it, and it should be a rainy year, and it should be a year of Tal. And then the Kohen Gadol davened, and he said as follows, and he said, V'al Yikones Lefanecha Tfilas Oivrei Drachem, and that the people that are traveling on the road and the rain is bothering them, and they daven that the rain should stop, don't let that tefillah come in front of you. You shouldn't answer that tefillah. And yet, what do we say? And yet, what do we see? We see that Rabbi Chanina ben Dais's tefillah was answered over the Kohen Gadol's. And we'll just conclude with one more line. Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava Misayim Mishmei de Rav Yehuda. He said that the Kohen Gadol added one more line into this tefillah. There was one last line that Lo Yaadi Avit Shulta Mida Beis Yehuda, that the Malchus shouldn't leave from Shevet Yehuda. Va'al Yehu Amcha Yisrael Tzrichin Lesparnei Zemizeh V'loy La'am Acher. And Klal Yisrael shouldn't need to get Parnasa one from the other and not from another nation. But Al Kapanim, one of his tefillahs, one of the things he davened for was that the tefillah's oivrei drachim shouldn't come in front of you, and afalpiki, in the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was answered over the Kohen Gadol's, and when the rain was bothering him, when he was traveling, so he was answered, and then taka stopped to rain. So we'll hold it here, but I just wanted to mention an incredible truth that is said by the Yitav Lev. I saw Yisrael Reisman brings it in his Sefer Pathway to the Prophets. And he brings the Yitav Lev on Parshas Vayishlach that quotes our Gemara. And the Yitav Lev explains that in Chazal, in Tanakh, we find two different expressions of people that are traveling. One expression is an Iver Derech, and another type of traveler is called a Hailech Derech. L'mashal by Yaakov Avinu, we find the Pasuk says, V'Yaakov Halach L'Darkoi. That Yaakov traveled on his way, but he was Hailech L'Darkoi. As opposed to by Esav, the Pasuk says, Yavor na Adaini Lefnei Avdai. That Esav should pass, he should be Yavor, he should be an Iver Derech. Says the Yitav Lev, what's the difference between Holche Drachim and Iver Drachim? Says the Yitav Lev, that an Iver Derech is a person who he needs to get somewhere. He needs to get to point B, he's by point A, so he happens to travel on the road, he happens to go on the flight, he happens to go in the car, it's just a way of getting to the next point. And it's a very dry way to just get there. His whole mindset is just getting to point B. But then there's someone called a Hailech Derech. A Hailech Derech is a person who sees the Yad Hashem even in the trip itself. The going in the car, going on the plane is not just, of course, he's doing it to get to point B. But he also stops to see the Yad Hashem along the way. He stops to take in the experience of the along the way, of the Derech. And says the Yitav Lev that the Kohen Gadol's tefillah was at an Iver Derech. Al Yikanes Lepanecha Tfilas Ivory Drachim. That was the Kohen Gadol's Tfilah. So that Taka he was answered. No Iver Derech, a person who Derech wasn't a way of seeing Yad Hashem, him, when he would daven for it to stop raining, he was never answered. He didn't have that Tzchus. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa's Tfilah was greater than the Kohen Gadol's because he wasn't an Iver Derech. It says he was Ka'azel Bo'archa. He was a Hailech Derech. He was traveling on the road. Somebody who goes on his trip and he's seeing and he's stopping to see the Yad Hashem along the way, so then that has a special zchus. This is really al derek what we've been discussing over the last few amudim, how a person, no matter what his situation in life is, whatever profession he's in, that he has a way to be mekadeshem shemayim and b'chol derechecha de'eyu. So this is al derek that it's not just about whichever profession you have. Wherever a person finds himself on a daily basis, wherever a person is, where a person might be just waiting in line in the grocery store. So one way to view it is just, I'm being iver, I need to go to pay, and so yeah, the line's a long line, but then there could be a person who's a Hailech Derech. He's thinking and he's contemplating, trying to see the Yad Hashem and everything that he's doing, and that has a special zechus. That was the zechus of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa's tefillah, because he was a Hailech Derech, he wasn't just an Iver Derech, he was able to daven for the rain to stop, and he was answered. We should all be zeichet to be Holchei Drachim when we're going somewhere, coming up to the summer soon, people go on vacations, to take the car trip, take the plane ride, whatever it is, and to see the Yad Hashem, not just to use it as a way to get to point B, but also to see the Yad Hashem along the way.